Good evening, everyone, and welcome to St. James Westminster. My name is Steve Hollowitz, and I'm the music director here at St. James. And we'd like to thank you all for coming out on Earth Day on a Monday evening this year to celebrate the performance of this piece, The Mass for All Creatures, written by Oliver Whitehead, who is also playing guitar in the band this evening. This piece had its origins downtown at St. Paul's Cathedral many, many years ago. And I know Terry Dance is here, and I wonder if Terry remembers the last year it might have been 2009. Yeah, it's about that era. And it hasn't been performed since that time. It was a great opportunity for us here at St. James with our choir to join with the forces of London Pro Musica and present this wonderful piece tonight after so many years. We're very privileged to perform it on this particular occasion. And Oliver has written a wonderful article in the program that is a great reflection and a bit more in-depth explanation of the piece. The admission tonight is by donation, and the donation is going to help cover the expenses for the concert, of which there were many. And so if you really enjoy the concert, feel free to donate a little more on the way out. And if you'd like to make a substantial donation, and we would love to go out for coffee with you, and you could make a substantial donation either to London Pro Musica, or particularly if you're a parishioner here, St. James Westminster. Just a little more of the givings there. If you don't enjoy the concert, you can't take your donation back, though, afterwards. Once it's in the plate, you've committed to that. Once again, happy Earth Day. I think this piece gives us a lot to celebrate and to reflect upon, and we hope you enjoy our presentation tonight. I'd like to turn things over to the conductor of London Pro Musica and my very good friend, Paul Grambo.
Good evening, everyone. Thank you very kindly for being here tonight. It was an experiment when Steve Hollowitz suggested, you know, Earth Day would be a great day for this concert. I said, but Steve, it's a Monday, and this is London, Ontario. We don't do concerts on a Monday, and so 40 people are going to come. Here you all are. I think we're setting a precedent. No more weekend concerts, just weekday concerts from now on. So, as Steve said, there's a good piece in the program that Oliver wrote about the work that you're going to hear tonight. And I'm not going to add anything to that, except I'm simply going to point out that originally, this piece was performed not for Earth Day, although we feel the synergy between the text, the work, and what today is about is perfect. But originally, it was performed on the Feast of St. Francis, which is October the 4th. And so perhaps in years to come, you may want to keep your eyes on your news sources, because we may be doing this again in the future, considering the support that we've received for this year's performance. There are some folks that I want to thank before we get started. First of all, our poet this evening, Tom Cull, is going to be reading for us. So thank you, Tom, very much for being here. Also, the gentleman who got this ball rolling and did a lot of organization to make it happen, Mr. Steve Hollowitz at the keyboard. Thank you, Steve. And finally, the gentleman that put this whole thing together in the first place, Mr. Oliver Whitehead. Thank you, sir. I am supposed to mention that there are CDs available of the original production in the hall for $10. Those are available after the performance, of course. And as well, Tom has books for sale of his work in the hall for $20 after the show. After the show. No one's there. If you go now, you can just take them, I suppose. Don't do that. Don't do that. We're in church. I need to remind you that we don't want to be interrupted during the performance, but if for some reason nature is calling very particularly loudly and you need to go, by all means, the bathrooms are through there. Also, be certain we don't want to be interrupted by these handy little devices. I've turned mine off. Please check yours. You think, oh yes, mine's off too. Well, guess what? You turned yours on this afternoon and you forgot. So check, because whose phone goes off buys the first round later. For whom here is attending a first performance of London Pro Musica Choir? A good number. A good number. Well, welcome. Welcome. It's very good to see new folks here enjoying the music that we perform. For how many people is this more than the first time hearing this work? Terry, put up your hand. Thank you. So a good number. A good number. Sorry, Bishop, put up your hand. My apologies. So you will notice some subtle differences. We have done some editing of the score. We have pared down the choir parts. There's been a lot of work for this particular edition, and I think you are going to enjoy it a tremendous amount. There is a piece written in the program about this work, but Steve said something to me before the show, and I think it encapsulates it perfectly. This work has three main functions. First, it's a lament. And I think on Earth Day, we certainly are doing a lot of lamenting, and certainly not just today. But we also have to remember there are other things as well. Yes, there's a reflection to think of our place in this wonderful world of ours. And then finally, a celebration. It is hope that this piece ends with. And I think that is the strongest message that this work has to offer. And finally, I'm very happy that this particular concert ties perfectly in with what London Pro Music Choir is doing. Not only are we performing local works, but we are performing them within the community that they are written. Oliver just lives down the street. I think he's having a reception later. So, but it ties wonderfully, wonderfully in. So not only do we like to perform and are happy to perform major choral works from the repertoire, like Carmina Burana, that we are performing on June 8th here at 7:30 p.m. Get your tickets at londonpromusica.ca. Subtle, right? But also pieces like this that really bring the community together in a very special way. So I've said enough. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for being here. Thank you for your support, and enjoy tonight's performance.
Peaceful Transition by Tony Hoagland. The wind comes down from the northwest, cold in September, and flips over the neighbors' trash receptacles. The Halifax newspaper says that mansions are falling into the sea. Storms are rising in the dark Pacific. Pollution has infiltrated the food chain down to the jellyfish level. The book I am reading is called The End of the Ascent of Man. It says the time of human dominion is done, but I am hoping it will be a peaceful transition. It is one thing to think of Buffalo on Disavero Street, of the Golden Gate Bridge overgrown in a tangle of vine. It is another to open the door of your own house to the waves. I am hoping the humans will be calm in their diminishing, that the forests will grow back with patience, not rage. I am hoping the flocks of geese increase their numbers only gradually. Let it be like an amnesia that we didn't even notice, the hills forgetting the name of our kind, then the sky. Let the fish rearrange their green governments as the rain splatters slant on their roof. It is important that we expire. It is a kind of work we have begun in order to complete. Today, out of the north, the cold wind comes down, and I go out to see the neighbor's trash bins have been toppled in the drive. I see the unpicked grapes have turned to small, sweet raisins on their vine. I see the wren has found a way to make its little nest inside the cactus thorns. after the diagnosis. You climb into my lap, warmed by patio stones, warmed by melting March sun. Together we watch birds at the feeder. Dark-eyed juncos, rusty house finches, nuthatches upside down, fire truck cardinals, the chickadee-dee-dee. A gray squirrel chirps us from the fence, your caramel mane clutched in my hand, your nose wet and cold, a dark dabber pressed into my cheek, your nose cocked at an angle, siphoning data from the air, charcoal fires, a family of skunks zonked out under the neighbor's porch. For weeks now, your nose bleeding all over the sheets we've thrown on the furniture. Your bed stamped with red rosettes fading to rust. You lick my nose. We let the seasons pass through us, pile up around us until we are full and tired. The compost calls and you go, stopping by the feeder to munch sunflower seed husks. Always such a scavenger. From some scrappy Texas street to this backyard where the mulberry branches reach down to you. And look, they're budding. Roots fan out beneath your spotted paws, mycelium highways, soil and shade, an alchemy turned over with each shovelful, blisters that rise and break, mulberry stains on garden stones. Wild Geese by Mary Oliver. You do not have to be good. You do not have to walk on your knees for 100 miles through the desert repenting. You only have to let that soft animal of your body love what it loves. Tell me about despair, yours, and I will tell you mine. Meanwhile, the world goes on. Meanwhile, the sun and the clear pebbles of the rain are moving across the landscapes, over the prairies and the deep trees, the mountains and the rivers. Meanwhile, the wild geese, high in the clean blue air, are heading home again. Whoever you are, no matter how lonely, the world offers itself to your imagination, calls to you like the wild geese, harsh and exciting, over and over announcing your place in the family of things.
Thank you. do believe that the green earth will green forever, and sweet waters flow from distant clouds and jagged lips of glaciers in the sun. No longer do I ask for bread and roses and shelter for the night. No longer do I ask for my own pathway at the rivers of the sun. Of the mind. No longer do I ask for a village well defined and doorways always open to the world, to the world of sailors, bricklayers, gardeners and teachers. When I become silence and empty space, this I do believe, that the green earth will green forever, and green waters flow from distant clouds and jagged lips of glaciers in the sun. This I do believe, that the green earth will green forever, and sweet waters flow from distant clouds and jagged lips of glaciers in